Welcome to This Week in Palestine, service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for January 19th to 25th, 2013. Israel holds its general elections, bringing more relatively centrist parties to the parliament. And in the meantime, Hamas and Fatah are close to reconciliation. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Three protesters and journalists were injured on Friday when Israeli soldiers attacked the anti-wall and settlement protest across the West Bank. Salam Kunsiya has more.
Protests this week were reported in the villages of Bil'in, Na'lin, and Nabi Saleh in central West Bank, as well as Al-Ma'sara village in southern West Bank, in addition to Kfar Qaddoum in the north. The Israeli army used tear gas, rubber-coated steel bullets, and sound bombs to suppress the anti-war and settlement protesters. At the villages of Nabi Saleh and Al-Ma'sara, soldiers attacked protesters before even leaving their village to get to the farmlands Israel is planning to construct the wall on. Meanwhile, three protesters and a journalist were slightly injured by Israeli army rubber-coated steel bullets at the village of Bil'in. At the same time, at Na'lin village, protesters managed to reach the Israeli wall before being attacked by Israeli soldiers stationed there. At the protest in Na'lin, many protesters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In Kfar Qaddoum village, Israeli troops arrested one villager during the weekly protest there. Many other protesters were also treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Earlier in the week, Israeli soldiers invaded, on Monday at dawn, Bab al-Karama Palestinian village, installed by Palestinian activists on lands Israel tends to illegally confiscate in Beit Iksa, northwest of occupied Jerusalem, and removed all tents and structures. Palestinian activists in Bab al-Karama, Date of Dignity, stated that the soldiers removed and demolished everything the activists installed and started forcing them away from the entire area. The new Palestinian village was installed last week on privately owned Palestinian lands that belong to the residents of Beit Iksa. The lands are on the area Israel named E1, where the Netanyahu government intends to build thousands of units for Jewish settlers. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Khumsi.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas expressed willingness to meet with the new members of the Israeli cabinet despite of various comments by Palestinians on the results. IMEMC's Rami Al-Maghari with the details.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is set to meet with some Israeli members of parliament in the shadow of recent Israeli elections. The new move came within the Palestinian efforts to find out a new prospect for resolving the Palestinian-Israeli conflict based on the two-state solution admitted by the United Nations. On another note, the president noted that current political stalemate between his Fatah party and the rival Hamas party will be resolved soon, and that he is willing to do whatever possible at his disposal to make conciliation succeed. In the Gaza Strip, Hamas expressed willingness to reach an agreement with the rival Fatah party in the aftermath of recent factional meetings in the Egyptian capital of Cairo. The Hamas authorities in Gaza agreed to reopening the elections committee ahead of possible conciliation with Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. On the Israeli elections, Gaza-based Palestinian factions expressed quite similar responses to the elections, mainly an Israeli election is an internal Israeli affair. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, two Palestinians were killed by Israeli troops' gunfire. Moreover, the Israeli military conducted at least 50 invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza. During these invasions, Israeli troops kidnapped at least 37 Palestinian civilians, including 5 children. IMEMC Ghassan Bannoura has the story.
On Wednesday of this week at the city of Bethlehem, Salah Al-Amarin, 15, died of wounds he sustained last week. The boy was shot by a live round in the head last Friday by Israeli soldiers. He remained in a critical condition at the local hospital in the city until he died of his injuries on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Lubna Hanesh, 21, also from Bethlehem, was shot by Israeli soldiers with live round to the head on Wednesday as well, and died of her serious injuries at the intensive care unit at a local hospital in Hebron City. Hanesh was killed when she was on her way to her university in the nearby city of Hebron when soldiers opened fire at the car she was in. On Thursday of this week, 7 Palestinians were injured during clashes between local youth and Israeli soldiers. The clashes in Bethlehem started after the funeral of Al-Hanesh and Al-Amarin. Earlier in the week, a former Palestinian political prisoner from Hebron died on Monday night at a hospital in Jerusalem after falling into a coma 50 days ago due to serious health conditions resulting from his imprisonment by Israel and the lack of medical treatment while in prison. Ashraf Abu Dhra'a, 27, spent 6 years in Al-Ramla Israeli Military Detention Center and frequently was sent to the clinic there that lacks basic supplies and specialized physicians. He was wheelchair-bound and suffered numerous health complications that were left untreated. In the Gaza Strip this week, a 2-year-old girl was wounded on Saturday when the Israeli forces stationed along the border fence in the central Gaza Strip opened fire at agricultural lands. The girl was playing in front of her family house that is 1,000 meters away from the fence. On Monday, a Palestinian boy was wounded when the Israeli forces, positioned at a watchtower northwest of Beit Lahia, opened fire at some workers who were collecting plastic materials, gravel, and firewood few meters away from the fence. Moreover, Israeli naval forces attacked Palestinian fishing boats 6 times this week. As a result, the fishermen were frightened and fled back to the shore for fear of being wounded or arrested. Neither material damage or casualties were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for January 19th to 25th, 2013 from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please keep visiting our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Rishmael.